Good morning, this is Jeremy Hughes of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market report for Monday the 14th of February 2011, and happy Valentine's Day. Last week, another interesting week. It was a positive week on the markets, well in Western markets anyway. For me, Thursday was a very interesting afternoon spent at a Financial Services Authority workshop on treating customers fairly, which I was invited to attend, and it was described by the FSA team as being for those of us firms who had shown ourselves in the assessments that we all had to do last year as having demonstrated that we treat customers fairly, we take it seriously, that we prove that we're competent and able to deliver TCF. And I think that's a great feather in Planning for Life's cap, and as it should be. The workshop itself was very positive and helpful. The team looked at how we can improve and maintain momentum in the way we treat customers fairly, looking in particular at our personal behaviour, how we make business and customer decisions, and what controls we have in place. To be fair, it was all very practical, very good stuff. It sort of confirms my opinion of the FSA that they're actually pretty good on the ground at the coalface, but not so good when it comes to high-level policy decisions. Witness the fact that this week we've all got to make yet another payment to the Financial Ombudsman Scheme registered to pay for the sins of others, and we all know that legally it's been proven to be payable, but morally and practically it's abhorrent, and everyone realises that. Friday I attended a Harrogate business lunch. Thank you, Sarah, and thank you to McCormick's solicitors who hosted that. It's good to meet some friends again, and also to hear Howard Webb, who spoke. He was the referee at the final of the World Cup last year, who was very, very amusing, had some great stories to tell. On Sunday, I also had the privilege of presenting the prize to the owner, trainer and jockey of Jaunty Flight, who was the winner of the mixed open at the Singleton point-to-point at Duncan Park, here up in Yorkshire. As always, the Singleton's a great occasion. It's good afternoon's racing. By God, it was cold and wet, and I suspect there are a lot of cars stuck in the park who had to be pulled up by tractors at the end of that day. Going on to markets, you've probably already heard on the news this morning, China published its GDP figures for the last quarter of 2010, and they showed that China has now nominally overtaken Japan as the world's second largest economy, although I think most of us already knew that, but these figures just go to prove it. And at the same time, it's probably no coincidence that China's interest rates were increased last week as authorities tried to cool growth, prevent inflation, and that had an impact on the regional economies, most of whose stock markets fell last week. And of course, events in Egypt also kept traders on sidelines last week. As we all know, uncertainty is not a friend to the markets, but now that issue seems to have been partially resolved, the Egypt factor may start to move out of markets this week. The US had a good week last week as well, markets up around 1.5%. Boosted really by a range of second line data that's not generally considerably market moving, but there's enough of it and all of it positive to have a cumulative effect on the markets, which just generally went up during the week. Bottom line, well, it's still curate's eggish, good in parts. In the US, the consumer sector continued to strengthen and continue to provide momentum, but that was offset by gains in the trade sector, mainly arising from the weak dollar, being eroded by rising oil prices. Coming up this week, a lot of GDP data. China, as we've already said, but we get figures from the EU, France, Germany and Italy. And in the UK, it's going to be a tough week, I think, especially on inflation. We've got the UK inflation figures on Tuesday, the Bank of England inflation report Wednesday, and both of those, I think, are going to make difficult reading. And the labour market report on Wednesday is likely to show business is not taking up the slack from the job losses in the public sector. So we'll see on that one. So that's it from me. Thank you very much. Please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. We cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary, and you should seek advice beforehand. Please see our website, www.planningforlife.org, or call us on 01439 770105. Planning for Life is authorised by the Financial Services Authority, and our number is 448 184.